Kendall, KENDALL, Ridgway, RIDGWAY, 11-18-94. Hand swelling. Our patient is a 28-year-old young lady who turned an ATV over her hand over the weekend. She went to the emergency room. She's got a hematoma on top of the right hand, and she had x-rays show no evidence of fracture. Patient comes in today for a follow-up. She's still having a lot of pain. Medical problems, none, except for asthma, anxiety, depression, arthritis, which she's not taking any medication for. Medications, none. Surgery, none. Social, she smokes a half a pack a day. She doesn't drink alcohol. Her last period, she has abnormal periods because of implants, allergy, none. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress, 251 pounds, 99%, 98.8, 16, 75, 120 over 83, heart positive, positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, patient does have swelling on the dorsum of the right hand, there's good capillary refill, there's good pulses, there's no sign of cellulitis, DT is up to date, by the way. Assessment as far as hand pain and swelling is concerned because of the large hematoma, I'm having her to elevate her hand. I gave her some Toradol, 60 milligram now. I gave her some Toradol tablets. She also has some Tylenol number 3 from the emergency room. No more narcotics from this office. Next number, hematoma. I called Dr. Kucek, B-U-C-E-K, who will see the patient first thing in the morning at 281-363-2829. I spoke to his wife, and the appointment was made for the patient to see the physician. Next number is overnight elevation, most important. Next number, fracture was, x-ray was negative in the emergency room yesterday, but I told the patient that Dr. Kucek may do a CT most likely to check for the bones in the hand and in the wrist. Okay. Next number, follow-up with the hand specialist is a must, as we have discussed. Next number also told her she needs to quit smoking because her smoking increases the risk of decreases her healing time. Thank you for that.